Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, December 22nd, 2010. Today, Israeli forces detained a Palestinian young, Yasser Mahmoud Abdul Rahim, from a refugee camp east of Tulkarem after entering in his house. Abdul Rahim was released from prison on 28 September after serving a year in an administrative detention. In other news, the Israeli police reported that seven Israeli children from aged 14 to 17 and two settlers aged 24 and 26 were arrested in Jerusalem for carrying out attacks against Arab youth. A Jewish teenage girl had the role of seducing young Arab men to lead them to a place where they would be attacked by a group of extremist settlers. The young Arab men, who were the victims of these plots, were attacked using sticks, empty bottles, tear gas and other materials. In the latest revelation provided by the website WikiLeaks, a diplomatic exchange between the Israeli Director of Military Intelligence, Major General Amos Yadlin, and the U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Richard Jones, showed Israeli support for a Hamas-ruled Gaza. According to the website, Israel could then declare Gaza to be a hostile entity. In Gaza, the Israeli Air Force carried out an air attack on Tuesday night, targeting an area in Rafah, southern part of the strip. Four Palestinians suffered mild injuries. The area was reported being used as a training base for the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas. In separate reports, the head of the Palestinian negotiations team, Dr. Saeb Erekat, stated on Tuesday that Palestinian and American officials held a meeting in Ramallah, but added that this meeting does not mean the resumption of talks with Israel. Erekat and the member of Fatah, Mohammed Shteia, met with the U.S. Middle East Peace Envoy, George Mitchell, and the U.S. National Security Official, Dan Shapiro. Also on Tuesday, a French peace activist, Olivia Samouh, was detained at the Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv and was denied entry to the country along with dozen peace activists. They were supposed to take part in nonviolence activities in Palestine during Christmas. In other news, the Palestinian Authority's cabinet announced on Tuesday that a new date will be established immediately for local elections in the West Bank after the Supreme Court considered illegal the PA's decision to postpone them. The municipal elections were set to be held on 17 June, but were postponed by the PA's cabinet a month before. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Hassis and Anira Zabal.